And now, come closer and hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and God's rule. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Ever feel like no one cares anymore? Ever feel like people go around not really seeming to care that much about one another, like Kelsey's first example with the kids? Like they're only looking out for themselves and what their goal or agenda is. It comes from fear a lot of times. Fear they won't get their share. Fear that everyone else out there will do anything to get themselves wherever it is they think they need to be, and that they'll stop at nothing and step on anyone who is in their way in order to get their share. So they better be ready and put on their armor and start looking out for themselves. It's a scary scenario, and it's all too real. And yet, we feel this way sometimes because of how people choose to behave, right? It seems like some people really don't care about anyone but themselves. It's like a group of people who were attending a seminar one time. They were sitting there listening to the keynote speaker, as they should, when all of a sudden, he stopped his lecture right in the middle of what he was saying. And he had everyone do a group activity. He gave each attendee a balloon. And he asked everyone to write their name on the balloon with a Sharpie. Then all the balloons were collected. Imagine that happening here. We collected all the balloons, our ushers got them all, and we put them out in the social hall. That's what this gentleman did. He took all the balloons and put them in a different room. And then the people were told they had to go into that room and find the exact balloon that had their name written on it. But they only had 5 minutes to find their balloon. Can you imagine us doing that? We don't have enough balloons. We're not going to do it. All the attendees frantically rushed toward the other room, entered it, and started searching for the balloon, the helium balloon, with their name on it. And pretty soon, they were doing exactly what Kelsey was doing here with the kids. They started bumping into each other, pushing people out of their way. And no one cared about anything else except getting their balloon. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate it when people are so focused on getting their balloon in life that no one else and nothing else matters? We hate it because it's selfish and because it goes against what God imagined for us and our world. And we hate it because it gets us wondering when we might get stepped on, because that stirs up our fear and it gets our guard up and it gets us looking out for ourselves even more, because God's idea of community and mutuality seem to be missing. And then we start thinking, well, what can I do about any of this? I'm only one person, and everyone else seems to be just fine with this status quo. And then the words of King Solomon that Tom read ring true in our ears. He says, "My child, pay attention to my words. Be careful what you do, and always do what is right. Don't turn off the road of goodness." don't turn off the road of goodness? Well, it's too late for that, King Solomon. Have you seen what it's like out there? Have you seen the roads of today, literally and figuratively? Have you seen what people are doing? Why bother? The world will never change. And yet, the world is changing every single day. The world is capable of change. Of course, the world is capable of caring for one another. The world is capable of doing things differently. It is happening all the time. Because the world is filled with the apprentices the scripture was talking about this morning. The apprentices that climbed the hillside with Jesus. The ones that didn't just listen to Jesus, but were committed. Committed to the way he was teaching them to live. Committed to love. Committed to kindness and caring. The ones just like us. We are Jesus's apprentices. We are the ones who are committed to living a life out of love and care, not fear or dismay. We are the ones who, as followers of Jesus's way of life, don't just stand around and shake our heads, throw up our hands, and walk away. We are the ones who stay. We are the ones that climb the hillside and say, I don't have to go down the road of not caring. I don't have to go down that road. That road is not for me. That road leads to soul destruction and loneliness. That road only leads to more fear. And while that road may seem to be the status quo some days, that is not the road for me. You see, we don't have to go down the road of fear. We don't have to. It may be an option. Of course, it's always an option. But it's not an option we have to choose. And we don't have to worry about getting our balloon in life either. Because we are traveling on the road with God. And as long as God is our guide, as long as we let God lead us, we will be okay. No matter what comes our way, no matter what appears on that road, God is our guide. Through all the rough terrain, through every desert, through all the plentiful pastures, and through every valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. Our rock and our redeemer, God is with us. And God is taking care of us the whole way. Even when it feels like God is taking a leave of absence in our lives, even when it feels like God isn't hearing us or answering any of our prayers, we are still being cared for in the very best of hands. So which road do we want to go down? Because at every turn in every day and in life, we have a choice. We have a choice which road we will go down. Will it be the first example Kelsey gave or the second one? And here's what happens when we go down the road of love and care. The people at that seminar who had to go into the other room to find the balloon with their name on it, by the end of the 5 minutes that they'd been giving, no one had their balloon. No one. So the speaker stopped everything and asked everyone to just randomly take a balloon that was near them and then give it to the person whose name tag matched the name that was written on the balloon. And they gave them 5 minutes. Before the 5 minutes was over, everyone had their own balloon. The speaker then said this. This is happening in our lives. Everyone is frantically looking for happiness all around, not knowing exactly where it is. But our happiness lies in the happiness of other people. But give them their happiness, and then you will get your own happiness. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. Amen.